Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, after weeks of trying to play down the risk posed by the spreading coronavirus pandemic, President Donald Trump yesterday struck a new, more urgent tone. Trump delivered a sobering message to Americans still grappling with the reality that their lives will be changing dramatically for months to come. The shift was informed in part by a growing realization within the West Wing that the coronavirus crisis is an existential threat to Trump's presidency. Trump has also received a series of alarming briefings in recent days that include dire projections about how many Americans could be infected if drastic action isn't taken. These new guidelines include avoiding gatherings of over 10 people. We do have some perhaps positive information in that we were told the coronavirus vaccine test opened with its first doses. The other part of all of this is that older folks, folks 65 and older, are urged to stay home. And yet the millennials, the young people, we're told, are also very, very important to all this because they won't show as severe symptoms, most at least, and they could spread it to those older people, and that's why sitting tight is what you're supposed to do.
David, this is terrible, and it's going to get worse. We are talking about incredible circumstances, similar to, and maybe worse, than the Great Depression. My family lived through the Great Depression. I heard story after story of it, and I thought we were beyond that. But now we have people who will not be able to make a living, who will not have any money to buy anything with. We're all going to have to hunker down as much as possible. We're all going to have to help each other. You mentioned, and you're quite right, the great news that there are already antivirals being tested, vaccinations and other things that drug companies are working like crazy to come up with. It's a question of the train coming down the track, and can we save ourselves before that moment when it all goes bad? David, this is terrible. Our radio station, for example, is making incredible plans how to shut down in place and to continue to serve people. We have heroic people at the radio station who are willing to sacrifice and be there no matter what. And so each of us knows how bad this is. The media has a big responsibility. On the one hand, there's panic. We know that. And we see it in our grocery stores, and we see it as the people come in and grab every piece of toilet paper or every piece of chicken and everything else that is happening around us. And we now know that there are some things you just can't do. The whole idea is to keep separate. Don't have this kind of social interaction where, despite all the great plans, things can go very wrong. This country is shutting down. And of course, with shutting down comes the economic chaos that we see in the stock market. There may be a rebound today for a little bit, but things are way, way, way down. And we are seeing the chaos that can come out of all of that. So there's some good news, but mostly the news is terrible. And we have to just all help each other as much as we can.
Hopefully that will help, Alan, as we've been hearing now for many days, will include supporting economically those who can't afford to sit at home and not work a job. You know, the president was very, very clear that he's going to protect the airlines. You know, whatever they need to do, they're going to make sure the airlines are whole and continue. But there are a lot of folks who work in our country that won't get that same kind of protection.
That's right. And of course, the president's move always has been to take care of the people who have the most. We have Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying every American should get a check for $1,000. At this stage of the game, the finances of this country are so far gone that all of the top amounts of money are going to be at risk. Let us just hope that this doesn't reach the banks. Let us just hope that we are able to continue. As we speak, I was just thinking of going to get money at the bank and having to put your hand on the machine that somebody else has already touched. Each of these things has created the bad situation that we're in right now.
Well, the president stood there yesterday and was asked if he would take responsibility. Did the buck stop with him? That's quite remarkable in the press conference. And they asked him to grade himself. He gave himself a perfect 10 out of a 10. And he said that the buck would normally stop with him, but this was unprecedented.
Well, it is unprecedented, and this is the same president, by the way, who cut out that office which would have been responsible for dealing with a pandemic of this kind. Apparently, the news is now out that he was warned, even before he became president, that the possibility of a pandemic was there, and of course, he still went ahead and removed the little protection that this country and that the federal government had. It is unbelievable that he stands up there and says he gets 10 out of 10, because this is a guy who once referred to this whole thing as a Democrat Democratic hoax. Now all of a sudden he gets up there and is somber. He's surrounded by people who contradict him, by the way. This is going to get worse. It's not going to get better for a while. And the only solution is move ahead with all of the testing and all the antivirals and all the rest of it. But at the same time, people in neighborhoods are going to help other people in neighborhoods. If it means giving a little bit of money when you have it, it's well worth doing. And that's for sure.
Well, Alan, let's talk primaries. There were four scheduled for this evening: Arizona, Illinois, Florida, and Ohio. But Ohio's governor, Mike DeWine, postponed that primary over the health emergency because of the coronavirus. That is now scheduled to take place June 2nd. But in the meantime,
depending on the results, Arizona, Illinois, and Florida tonight, guessing it is ultimately Biden's to lose now.
Well, I think that's right. Sanders is a good man who has had lots of problems keeping up with all of this. But right now, you need a steady hand at the tiller. And who is more steady? Bernie Sanders, who has wonderful ideas, but has not had a history of implementation. Or Joe Biden, who may have a few of his own issues, but who basically looks like a much more steady person when it comes to this. That's why Biden is so far ahead, and that's why it's growing. I don't see that changing.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.